Hello and welcome to the Thursday, June 14th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Big day for ICANN today. ICANN revealed the result of the applications for new top-level domains. So in addition to .com.net, we soon may have .amazon, .volkswagen, and .app. .app actually turns out to be the most contested domain name at this point. 13 applications for .app. Also, of note is that many of the applications are for top-level domains in foreign languages. For example, a lot of Chinese ones, a lot of Arab and other languages I have seen in the list of about 1,900 applications. Why is this important for you from a security point of view? Think input validation. If you're currently, for example, validating domain names in email addresses, consider that domain names now may become a lot larger than they are before. A lot larger in the sense that the top-level domain now may have something like 19 or so characters, I think, are some of the larger top-level domains that people asked for. Nothing like that is quite without controversy. For example, the list of domain names that was released by ICANN also includes the phone numbers and email addresses of the applicants. The other question was the one character limit. For historic reasons, it's not allowed to have a top-level domain that would be represented by a single character. However, if you consider Chinese, for example, many proper words in Chinese are just one character, and they're actually represented in a domain name system using IDN, the International Domain Notation, as multiple ASCII characters. However, that one character limit did also apply for these new top-level domains. So we'll see what happens with that, but what else is going on today? Microsoft came out with a new tool, a certificate updater. The purpose of this tool is to make it easier for Microsoft to push lists of blacklisted certificates to the user. Those lists, those certificates will then be added to the untrusted certificate store. Now, the way SSL is designed, there is a protocol called OCSP that can be used to validate invalid or revoked certificates. Also, there are key revocation lists. However, the problem is that many of these mechanisms don't really scale. So as your browser, for example, tries to connect to a website, it doesn't really want to wait the time it takes to download a new key revocation list or do an OCSP update. As a result, many browsers, if this lookup fails or times out, they'll just trust the certificate. This is why things like the untrusted certificate store are so important. Right now, if Microsoft wants to add a new untrusted certificate, they essentially have to release a patch. With this new tool, they can just update the untrusted certificate store all the time without actually sort of properly publishing a patch. The goal here is to reduce the time it takes to update the untrusted certificate store to less than a day. And Global Payments is in the news again. If you remember Global Payments, it's a credit card processor that had a major leak, losing 1.5 million credit cards. Now, it turns out that it may have lost more than just the credit card numbers. In addition to credit card numbers, they may also have lost personal information of people who had their credit cards processed by Global Payments. Not a lot of detail as to what information was lost here, but typically Global Payments would also know things like purchase details, in some cases, of course, names, addresses, and such that it stores about customers clearing credit cards via Global Payments. And researchers at Purdue University came up with an interesting trick to detect some malicious applications on mobile devices. Essentially, what they're looking for is power use of these applications. Malicious applications that keep running in the background tend to drain more power from mobile devices. Mobile devices, by default, tend to be in sleep mode, not draining much power, unless, of course, an application that needs to send out spam or do other malicious things needs to keep it awake. So they came up with a way to detect these malicious applications using the power use of these devices. I actually remember seeing something like that at Virginia Tech a couple years ago, and it worked quite nicely, where essentially the power use profile of these devices was used as a kind of intrusion detection system for mobile devices. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.